since 1988.
This version of America Tonight. Wow, what a difference a few states make. Colorado, Missouri, and Minnesota all go the way of Rick Santorum. He has struck a chord in the heartland without a doubt. New life for Rick Santorum. Remember, it's all about getting those delegates. So he picks up a little bit of momentum. Missouri is non-binding the primary there, but Colorado and Minnesota, there certainly was some juice, so to speak. He was able to pick off some of that fruit as now things switch to Maine. The question becomes the anybody but Newt mantra that is starting to pick up a lot of steam around the country. Are people really sitting up and taking notice of it? And when you look at the, Florida primary, and you look at the Iowa caucus, and now you look at the Minnesota caucus and the Missouri primary, and the, even though it's non-binding, Nevada and New Hampshire, you start to add up all these numbers. And now Rick Santorum, even though it's small, he picks up some. He picks up six delegates from Minnesota, and he picks up five delegates from Colorado. Still mounting a charge up the hill as rapidly as he can, anyway, to see where it all ends up. And here's the deal. We know Super Tuesday is going to be the day, March 6th. Mark it on your calendar. It may be a primary in your neck of the woods because 10 states pretty much go to the primary route there. And we're talking about almost 500 delegates. So that is a very, very big day. That's why they call it Super Tuesday. And in looking at the amounts of delegates necessary, and looking at now this flip a little bit here for Santorum, for this stop anyway, with the sweeps, how much momentum will he start to pick up in some of these other races? And the answer is eeny, meeny, miny, moe. It is a little bit like musical chairs, but the big amounts of delegates in those bigger primaries have gone the way of Mitt Romney. So his campaign isn't worried. They're saying that, sure, you're going to win a few, you're going to lose a few, and let's sit back and watch as this all plays out. They're playing the confident role. While the Paul people saw in Minnesota, they picked up some steam there, finishing second. A second place win in Minnesota was pretty big for the doctor, without a doubt. He says he's in this, and he's going to stay in this thing throughout. So he vows to keep on keeping on no matter what happens in these primaries and caucuses. So how about that? The former Pennsylvania senator with a three-state roll sweep for Rick Santorum. And if we're looking at making predictions, and we've been doing this all along, listen, that's what it is. It's about crystal balling it. If you look in the crystal ball, do you really think that it's going to be anybody but Mitt Romney? Is Mitt Romney going to topple eventually? Or is it just as Romney is positioning it, hey, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but I'm the guy. The establishment is in my back pocket. They want me. I am racking up the endorsements. I am racking up the checks, baby. And it's all about the checks, the super PACs. Give me the money. And Mitt Romney gets those million-dollar checks, million-dollar checks, million-dollar checks. So when he needs the negative advertising, he's got the negative advertising. He can roll out the campaign ads. Newt Gingrich says, we're in the race all the way, no matter what, even if we had a tough time. So everybody says, we're staying put. We're not getting up from this poker table. High stakes, low stakes, whatever. I'm in. I'm holding my hand. I don't care. I'm going to wait for the river card. I think they're all going to wait for the river card until they cannot any longer. If Rick Santorum runs out of money or Newt Gingrich decides it's a lost cause. I think he bails at the last minute, and Ron Paul is definitely in this thing no matter what happens. You want to throw in your two cents, please do, as we're shaking things up. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky right off the bat. Hey, Jay.
Okay.
Yo.
What's happening? Hey, what a turnaround for Santorum, huh? I'll tell you what, with Gingrich and Romney going at each other back and forth, and people were getting sick of it, I think. And they spent a lot of money attacking each other, and here comes Rick Santorum just sneaking up out of nowhere. And I really like what he stands for, and I just didn't think he'd have a chance. You know, I thought it was going to be Gingrich Romney all the way to the end, and here comes Santorum, and what are they going to run negative about him? I don't think that they have anything on him that they could run negative about.
You could dig up his voting records. There were a few things, but you're right. From a conservative point of view, I don't think so. I've looked at some of the way he voted, some of his votes, and I'm going to say they're going to have a tough time digging it up.
Yeah. Hey, anybody know the score?
Nobody nailed the score. Can you believe it?
Are you 21, kidding me? 21-17. Nobody
21-17 game, and nobody got it because we all went high. A lot of us picked the Giants. You picked the Giants, but none of us had the score because we thought it was going to be a higher scoring game.
Wow, unbelievable.
I think it's unbelievable.
I was ready to give it up.
I was ready too, and it didn't happen.
I thought for sure somebody had that score.
Nope, nobody had it. Do you believe it?
Wow.
I know.
I enjoy the show, Kate, and we'll just keep tuned in and let everybody else get their two cents in.
All right. Enjoy the highway. Hold on tight. Overnight highway. That's what this is about. Throw in your two cents. I mean, we are wide open here, and we're talking about the politics, the switch, Santorum, wherein there was a dull hum that was going on. Let's be honest about it. The hum of the drum of here's Mitt Romney again. We're floating Mitt Romney. He's the guy. He's the man. Nobody can beat him. Blah, 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 blah. And look what has happened now. It's nothing to, rally around and say, oh, this is what we need, go in a different direction. But it does give, I think, when I say there's nothing to rally around, I think it does give Rick Santorum some momentum, though. It does give him some momentum, and that helps when you're trying to fundraise. You know, I've heard from some Republicans that there might be a brokered convention. Seriously, all rumors aside, I've heard that that's a very good possibility. Now you have Newt Gingrich floating the possibility that Republicans might have the first open convention since 1940, and he says he's in it all the way to the convention. So nobody is scrambling for a lifeline. Nobody is bailing, no matter what the numbers say. And what some people think is exactly that this is going to be wide open. Can you imagine what that convention would be like? Oh, my, oh, my. We'll be there. America Tonight is going to be broadcasting from Tampa at the Republican convention, when we get there at the end of August. So we have a long way to go, a jam-packed fun hour for you. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to let you hear what some of the candidates had to say. Hold on to your horses. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Because he picks up three, and that's the thing. It's about the perception. Perception is reality in this case, maybe, right? And there is some momentum. You got to bottle that up if you're running on what you're running on, pure energy in these campaigns with the amount of people they talk to, with the amount of things that happen along the campaign trail, the fundraising, all that goes into a push to be president. And these four guys are saying that they're in it till the end, and I think Rick Santorum has that same feeling. So the one thing this does give him, only a handful of delegates to add onto his total, but it does give him some possibility of raising more money because he grabs the headlines and can claim a few more wins, that kind of thing. I wanted you to get a chance to hear what people were saying, the candidates themselves coming off of this, the three states. First, we got Rick Santorum and then Romney, and then Ron Paul, who finished quite well second in Minnesota. Take a listen.
Oh! Conservatism is alive and well in Missouri and Minnesota. What a rock through these last few weeks. We have had more drama than any family really needs. We doubled him up here and in Minnesota. First off, let me just thank God for giving us the grace to be able to persevere through the dog days and blessing us.
This was a good night.
For Rick Santorum, want to congratulate Senator Santorum. Wish him the very best. We'll keep on campaigning down the road, but I expect to become our nominee with your help. I want to say thanks to the efforts that you've made to get out to caucus and to support my effort. And I want to say thanks to people also in Missouri and Minnesota who've taken time to vote today. The race is too close to call in Colorado at this point, but I'm pretty confident we'll come in number one or number two. And I'm looking for a good showing. You guys, I know there's still some people getting back from caucuses.
When the dust settles, I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota. It's the cause of liberty that we must restore, and we are well on our way, and we're going to keep this momentum, and thank you very much.
I have to love that about Ron Paul talking about restoring liberty. He's all about he's all about that. That's the Ron Paul take on what's happening, smaller government. We know this. We've been down this road before. But the key thing here is Mitt Romney. Does this in any way take a big chunk out of Romney? I say it doesn't. It gives some momentum to Rick Santorum, like I was mentioning, for fundraising. But Mitt Romney still has a big, big push behind him. The establishment is strong, and he's the guy that they're wheeling down the aisle to take the mantle and move forward with it. You might disagree. Maybe you think, hey, if it's an open convention, a lot of different things could happen, by the way. That makes that pretty interesting. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, I liked the interlude music there, Stevie Wonder. You know,
yeah.
Stevie Wonder behind the wheel of a car could be kind of interesting, you know, and I was thinking, boy, that really relates to Obama behind the wheel of the economy, you know, just kind of, you know, he's blind, doesn't know what to do, be going anywhere. Is that a good joke? Okay, bad joke.
You just didn't hit it with the punchline. You got to have a good punchline there.
Nah, I'm not good at that. But anyway, so I was just imagining a blind Obama driving the economy. Okay, anyways. All right.
I gotcha.
All right. Well, anyway, though, this does bring up interesting point tonight, Kate. And I wanted to share something out through America, however many markets you're on, to anybody who believes that they are a right-wing conservative. Okay. I'm going to give you the breakdown real quick of the politics in America and what people believe, Kate. 40% of Americans believe that the government should provide them with a life. We call them Democrats, liberal Democrats who believe in socialism and who will be driven by leaders that are full-fledged communists, but, of course, they can't come out and admit that. They think that, you know, Europe is the way the world should run, the way Europe is run, and we see how Europe's economy is going right now, far worse than America's. But in any case, though, that's 40% of our vote right now, okay? Okay? Then you've got right next to them another 15% that kind of believe a little bit in conservatism. I guess you'd call them moderate Democrats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of the middle of the line is about 15% of moderates, which I consider myself, conservatives, who wish America could be completely conservative, but are facing reality that there's just 55% of the voters are on the other side of the line, 40% Democrats, and 50% or 15% moderates, and that we can't beat them unless we can pull some of those moderates over to our side. Okay? And then you've got this other 30% on the far right, American voters call themselves conservatives, and they're going to just vote that way, okay? You do not have, and I'm talking to conservative Americans, enough voters to beat the left. That is what went down with McCain, okay? He brought in sweet little Palin, who is complete conservative, you know,
yeah.
You want to call her the Tea Party Princess or whatever you want to call her.
Sure.
Okay? And he was a far right, and everybody knows McCain is conservative, and I love him. I love his points of views, but you cannot. There are too many people. There's 55% of the vote is on the other side of the line right now.
Yeah.
Whether they're moderates or they're Democrats, okay? That is why when they run the polls and they say Romney can possibly beat Obama because Romney is a moderate conservative, okay? He was able to pull that off in Minnesota. I mean, not in Minnesota, excuse me, in Massachusetts, and when the governorship doing that, okay, he reached over to the other side, adopted some of the things that the Democrats believed in Massachusetts, which really are conservatives, but the point is, he wasn't 100% a Democrat, you know, he was still a conservative, and people in Massachusetts love him, okay, and for the most part, the Northeast, and of course, the West pretty much is pretty much going to vote Romney also, okay. Colorado's always been a weird state, so I'm not, you know, with what went on there tonight, who knows? You know, they're always about 50-50, you know, just depends on what day of the week it is they're going to vote. But in any case, though, trust me, I lived there for 7 years, Kate, you know.
I know, I've lived there too.
You know, so in any case, though, so I admire conservative views, I believe in them, Kate, but the point being is, if you're just going to vote that way, and you're going to send a guy into the president or run against Obama, who's a straight conservative, he's going to get a butt whipping just like McCain did. Okay? It's just, I have issues with Romney. Okay? I wouldn't say he's the number one person I'd want to vote for, even though we're both the same religion. I don't like leaning over to the left, but unfortunately, that's the way it is now, Kate. There's just too many of them on the left side now, okay? If they would have just voted this year, if everybody who claims to be a Democrat, mm-hmm. whether they're a moderate or a Democrat, just votes, mm-hmm. they'll mm-hmm. win the race again, Kate. I told you that. It's just demographics and the way it is.
Okay? I think it's you're going to be hard-pressed to knock off Obama. I say this all the time, absolutely.
Yeah, and especially, you know, with the economy starting to show a little bit of improvement, you know, if it's starting to cruise by the middle of the summer and, you know, and unemployment's going up or whatever, or, I mean, going down, of course, Obama's tooth is going to be, hey, everything's going in the right direction now, just give it time, you know, and a lot of people might believe that and just say, okay, hey, we'll keep him in again, and, you know, if it doesn't work in 4 years, we'll kick him out. One thing people aren't remembering, Kate, this man's run up $5 trillion in debt, and he'll run another $5 trillion debt and bankrupt this country in 4 more years. I guarantee you. You know, the one thing, and let me give you a lot of people say, well, Bush and the double Bushes and the Reagan ran up $10 trillion in debt. Okay?
Yeah.
When they ran up $10 trillion in debt, they ran up $8 trillion in GDP. What has happened to the GDP since Obama's taken over?
Massacred. Yeah. Yeah, you make a very good point. The tail end of what you had to say there, I would agree with you, Don. Thanks for the call. I'm not so sure in the rest of it when we're talking about what everybody in the Northeast thinks when we're looking at breaking up the Republican Party and trying to portion it off. That's also, though, part of the problem. Stay with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure team. Pretty young thing.
And some of you will continue to speak. You can dial up my digits here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We let Don in Wyoming go on his little rant. He was talking about Romney and slapping down Barack Obama and saying that, listen, and he is right about the deficit. I think it is terrible that we continue to dig this hole for ourselves. And I think forget the politics of it. There has to be a better way to do this thing. You cannot, the analogies are all over the place talking about, that I can think of. I can just visualize them right now. But the easiest one to tell you is you cannot keep spending like a drunken sailor and think you're going to have money left in your pocket. All of us, if we get credit cards and they say, hey, don't worry about the limits, no big deal, just keep on getting what you need to get. Ooh, you have to, having a tough time, you lost your job, just keep getting the groceries on that credit card. And then the realization is that you're paying so much in interest and you got to pay off those credit cards. Nightmarish hell for people who get stuck in credit card debt. Dave Ramsey has made a fortune, and I think rightfully so. I like Dave Ramsey, and telling people to cut the nonsense. He did it himself, and don't do that. Don't put the pain off. Just attack the debt. Get rid of them. Get rid of the credit cards. And that's what we are. We're a debtor nation. It's ridiculous. So that has to end. That has to stop, period, end of story. Even if there's pain involved and you have to shrink the government, there's an overlap in the government. They need to audit some of these government agencies because they have people that are doing the jobs of three other people, sometimes in the same office, and sometimes in an office somewhere else across the country. And that's not even doubling up duties or any of the other stuff that the rest of us in the private sector have to contend with. I mean, come on, it's obvious. There's a quick fix to this, or at least a quicker fix than the one that we're trying to continue to grab onto. That's the big problem. Now, you got to ask yourself, what's in your wallet at the end of the day? This is your life, your family, and you march forward, and you can stay on that hamster wheel and keep on keeping on the hamster wheel, or you can make a move. And if you look at the four people that are trying to get the Republican nomination, the one thing that Don did say that he is correct on with the Republican Party, as in the Democrats, too, with the Democratic Party, they have a similar thing. You have varying opinions, whether it's Tea Party, whether it's evangelical, whether it's strictly conservative, whether it's I'm a Republican light, whether it's I'm a disenfranchised Democrat, so I'm jumping over to the Republican side. So when he says that Mitt Romney, why the establishment is pushing him, because Mitt Romney is Republican light. And so if the Republican Party has a big chunk of Republican light or going after independents, that's why the establishment is doing that. But listen, I don't think this is what the people want, listening to all of you and traveling around enough to see it. I don't hear a lot of Romney favoritism. It's Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, even Rick Santorum. Honestly, I hear more of that conversation than Mitt Romney. But, hey, Mitt Romney's got the establishment here. All right, a lot of you sounding off on politics and a few other things as well, including Syria. So let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
How long can Assad hang on? That's what Jack in Austin is saying. Kate Delaney, you're following the Syria thing. I've heard you talk about it a lot with the terrorism expert. I got to think that al-Assad needs to go, but how much of it are we going to be responsible for? Have you been watching what's going on there? I have been watching. You know, first you start off, you have Tunisia and Egypt and Libya. Now here we go again, Syria. But Syria's been burning for a while. This guy is a ruthless thug. He is. He is ruthless. I mean, you want to talk about a bloody crackdown on the people of his country. The tales are not exaggerated tales. The video is sickening. I mean, just, he is ruthless. Forget about everything else about the Middle East and location and all that other stuff. I mean, this guy is a snake in the grass. And the pictures are horrific. The horrific things that are coming out of Syria. And there's many comparisons that have been made about al-Assad. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, how's he going to go? You know, he's part of, he's got a little bit of a wall around him. And we go back to the whole thing that ails the Middle East, the Sunni-Shiite problem, as well as Muslim-Christian animosities. It's about religion, baby. And over there, they are fighting to the tooth over religion. You know, this is the way it should be, not your way, so we're going to blow you to bits. And even though you dress it up all nice and put it in a 20th century kind of contraption, it still doesn't fly. And this is why we're seeing these problems. But Assad may be one of the worst, and he's getting away literally with murder. And the supporters of Assad are worried about recrimination, what's going to happen to them as Assad's world crumbles. But at what point does the, you know, what at what point is anyone really, really stepping in here? How many rebels are there? The population of Syria is somewhere in the neighborhood of, what, 22-something. So, If that's what the population is, and you've got 10,000 rebels, it's like split. You're looking at, what, a civil war? And clearly, there's people that want to take Assad out, but they haven't been able to do it. So you have business people, you have government employees who don't want to infuriate Assad's government because they're worried that they're going to come down on the wrong side of this whole thing. And so this is a brutal regime. And they're not giving, this is just another guy who's not giving up power. But we're not offering to step in there. It's more just rhetoric on our part. That's it. And once that happens, once there's a revolt against the government, which there already has been, but they're just not working, they just have, they're burying bodies all over the place. It's unbelievable. Somebody has, at some point, you know, does the U.S. just leave Syria alone? Forget it. We just put blinders on. We just focus on our own business, which we do have a lot of business to focus on. Or do we have some kind of a military op? We haven't seen great results from that. Let's be honest, really. Right? So at what point, when this push comes to shove, do we say no more? All right, sorry about that. I went off on a tangent, but it is awful what's happening in Syria. You don't even want to know about the images. You see blood just pour. I'll just be graphic. I saw some video of a woman. She was bandaged up, blood just pouring out of her head. What are they doing with the bandage? Doesn't matter. It's got to be too late for this woman. And that was just a wild beating in the street. So his days are numbered, but how much more damage is going to go on there? And what are the options for the military? Covert strike? Go in full force missile-wise, which that would be a possibility? You know, what is it? They're talking about diplomatic things right now. It's always about that. Diplomatic pressure, economic pressure. That's the first thing they get served up every single time. Economic, political, anything we can do at our disposal. Non-military ops first. And then we can think about military intervention. So what we hear is the Pentagon is monitoring the developments in Syria. How's that? All options. Maybe we're going to have to give some arms to those rebels. I wouldn't be shocked by that. All right, quickly, let's move on to another one. Here's one from Ellen who says, thumbs up, thumbs up. I love Rick Santorum, Katie Delaney. Pay attention to him. I think he's an honest, authentic man, and he may be the candidate when it's all said and done. Don't be shocked. Well, you know, the road to the promised land, Tampa, is littered with delegate possibilities. You've got to get those delegates. So if he's able to get delegates in all these primaries and caucuses that are coming up, then you are right. Follow the breadcrumbs. It is strictly about the numbers game. That's it. That's the name of the game. Big, big time for Rick Santorum, though, because of Minnesota, Colorado, and even non-binding Missouri. Win is a win is a win. I've never won. I've never won a presidential primary or caucus. So he's got, you know, he's amassing them. So it can only help, at least in the public relations department and in the push to move forward and try to gain some goodwill from some people who maybe weren't even looking at Rick Santorum. How's that? Let's move on to this next one here. This is from Rick. He says, payroll tax schmacks. I'm sick of it all. It's all about Band-Aids in Washington. When, oh, when are we going to let people who know how to cut a deal get it done and stay out of the way? Whew, amen, brother. You said it right. Mitch McConnell was the latest. I mean, he's been talking about this a lot, saying that the Democrats are dragging their feet because it's all about re-election and we got to do a year-long thing. We can't continue to do this month after month after month. It is. It's ridiculous. We can count on the flip side.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with both
bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The iPad name, once again, is being challenged in court. ProView Technology said this week that they filed a temporary restraining order in Shanghai to stop Apple from using the iPad name in mainland China. And what they're saying is, listen, we have to admit that Apple's iPad is a great product and Apple creates great value out of that, but it's not a reason to support their irregular practice here. Ooh, how about that? What they're saying is they're saying they own the name iPad, but a court rejected in December, a court rejected Apple's challenge. They're appealing to another court. And so far, it just keeps rolling on. So the company is suing Apple for $1.6 billion. Ooh, and an apology. And what they've said is, listen, we've been negotiating with Apple, and I can't talk about that, but they're still ambiguous on the whole thing. So they're going back and forth. See, here's what, when you have enough money, this is what money can do for you when it comes to the courts, whether you're a company or an individual. You can tie it up in the courts for a long time. And this one looks like this could be tied up in the courts because there's no settlement that seems to be happening here. This is very, very sad. Police arrested 5 people in connection with the deaths of this man who truly was a philanthropic person. And it was a couple. They were found burned in their house. Could there be anything worse? What kind of sick idiots do that? I mean, idiot is too nice of a word. happened in Phoenix. They were burned beyond recognition. And the couple that I'm talking about is the name you might have seen, certainly if you live in the West at all, because they really did give a lot of money to charity. Lawrence and Glenna Shapira, they were in their 70s, and they were in Paradise Valley, which is a popular area for hikers and stuff, and it's got resorts and golf courses and whatever. And they haven't really talked much about the crime, not even much about the motive either. A murder weapon and some stolen property have been recovered, but they did get the suspects, and they've got the suspects in custody, and they're facing murder charges. One guy, Michael Lee Crane, and then you got four others. They've got stolen property and all that other stuff, trafficking stolen property, so they went after them. What they say happened is they went to the couple's house in the morning on January 30th, and when they must have gone there then, because that's what the coroner's estimate was. When they got to the house, they saw smoke coming from inside. They put it out, and then they found them. And, you know, was this just some sick, twisted, weird deal where they went in and decided they were going to grab whatever they could, just reach for things and kind of almost smash and grab, but why would you even hurt the people after that? It's, you know, it's just appalling. It's really shook up that neighborhood without a doubt. And that's just when you start talking about the whole gun thing. And there, and Arizona, of course, that could have been the situation. They could have had a gun. Let's talk drone for a second. This was big news. U.S. drone-fired missiles smashed into a house in Pakistan. Oh, boy, we know what that means. It's near the Afghan border. Killed 8 people. And so immediately what happens there is, who were the people, all that kind of stuff. Who were they, Taliban? What was the deal? The U.S. doesn't ever discuss details of a covert CIA drone thing. It's hard to get anything out of them on that. But it's caused massive tension with Pakistan. That's not new. The government is believed to have provided some kind of support for the strikes in the past, and there's been this cooperation, but now we've got a strained relationship. So with that and that deterioration, what does that mean? Because Pakistan, if you recall, booted us out of a base that we used, the drones, we put the drones there in the last year, and that was for the retaliation for that accident that killed 24 Pakistani troops at 2 Afghan border posts back last November, and we're still paying the price for that. I mean, the tension there, you could cut it with a knife, there's no question. We've been there 10 years, and they cut off the route. 90% of the supplies shipped to our guys, the coalition forces, went through Pakistan through the port of Karachi. But over the past 3 years, NATO has had to increase the road stuff, the rail shipments, all that, other routes that run in different directions. And, you know, unfortunately, they try to cut that off because of that drone attack. So the amount of supplies and the amount of money it's costing us. The Pentagon actually released some of the figures. Going a different route, because we've had to do that, is costing about $104 million a month. Are you ready for this? I want you to hear this. $87 million more than when the cargo was moved through Pakistan. So because they said, forget you, I don't care what you did for us or what happened or blah, 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 you're going this way. And because we've had to reroute, that's how much more we've had to pay to the tune of millions. Yeah. How about this mother in China? I know any woman listening to me that's had a child in the past is probably cringing. And if you're pregnant, this would be a scary thing to hear, right? There's a mother in central China that's given birth to a 15.52-pound baby. They say maybe the largest newborn on record since the country's founding in the 40s, in the late 40s. A 29-year-old woman gave birth to the boy over the weekend by cesarean section. I guess the good news is that the delivery took just 20 minutes. But 15-pound baby? Oh, That's scary. Not the biggest newborn ever, though. The heaviest newborn, thanks to the Guinness World Book of Records, you can look it up, was a child that was born to an Ohio woman in 1879. What kind of scale do they have in 1879? And the baby, supposedly, weighed 23.7 pounds. 23 pounds. Wow, that is crazy. That is crazy, crazy rough, I would say. Especially given the year that I just told you. You know, it's not the same kind of birthing process that we have today. So that, I think that's pretty scary. Pretty scary. Let's move to something else if we're talking about the numbers. The budget deficit, do I really want to go here? The budget deficit, actually, if we were looking for one little tiny thread, has registered at $349 billion for the last 4 months. It's actually a $70 billion decline from the same period a year ago. That's numbers released by the Congressional Budget Office. We better check those numbers. Are they sure about that? They do monthly reviews. So they say the reason it shrunk is because corporate and individual income tax revenue is up and spending on Medicaid and unemployment benefits and some other programs down just a little bit. But they're projecting that the deficit for 2012 will hit $1.1 trillion. We have to wait and see what happens with the extension of the payroll tax cut and a few other things to see if, you know, ultimately that's the number that we end up with. But $1.1 trillion. Oh, my. This one's a pretty good one if we want to talk about numbers. This is from London. Florence Green, the world's last known veteran of World War I, died at the age of 110. Would you want to live to be 110? I saw a photograph of her, though, and she looked pretty good. Briar House Care Home in Kingsland, England, said that she died Saturday, just 2 weeks shy of her 111th birthday. How about that? And she was part of the Women's Royal Air Force in September 1918 at the tender age of 17. How about that? 110. Think about that. 110. How many of your friends would be left? That would be the thing. It'd be tough because I would think that most of your friends by then would have passed on to the other side.